all want to eat right, but most of the time it's a challenge. Here to help us with a few tips is certified personal trainer Bree Robinson from Tulsa Spine and Rehab. Bree, why is it so hard? We know what we should be eating, but our follow-through is often lacking, isn't it?
Very much so. Very much so.
Why?
Well, food is good. That's why we work out, right? So we can eat. Plus, you know, summer's coming. We want to hang out with our friends. And what else is there to do? You drink, you eat, you talk, you enjoy. So.
All right. So with the summertime coming up, and there are lots of temptations when you're out and you maybe have picnics or things of that nature. Let's talk about some healthy substitutions, or at least some good rules of thumb to follow as we sort of begin that season, that time of the year. What are some things that work that you could share with us?
Perfect. Well, I mean, just like you said, I mean, now that the warmer days are coming, people are starting to be more aware of what they're putting in their body, and they've realized summer's around the corner, bathing suit season, I'm going to be out at the lake with friends. I always just try to look for those little tweaks that you can make in your diet so that you still feel like you can enjoy everything that you like. You still feel like you can be a part of the crowd and do things and not be limited, you know, as far as what you can eat, but at the same time, still be able to not completely demolish your hard work. So, I mean, there's just easy little substitutions out there. I mean, I'll just give you some examples. You know, if you're making tacos and you like sour cream on it, maybe substitute in some plain non-fat Greek yogurt. If you're doing hot dogs on the grill, maybe switch to turkey dogs. Or if you're doing burgers on the grill, maybe switch to buffalo meat. Buffalo meat's really, really good. It's actually a lot leaner than chicken even. Doesn't have a gamey taste or anything. So it's extremely easy to kind of substitute that in and you'd never tell the difference. And then something really easy is just take advantage of your grill. Take advantage of the nice weather and get outside and throw your veggies on there and your meats. And that's just a really healthy way to be able to cook your food and still be able to keep all that good flavor. There's so many good dry seasonings out there to where you don't have to worry about the excess calories and sugar that you're marinating your meat or vegetables in, to where you can still, again, get all that flavor that you're wanting without adding anything to it.
What about summertime drinks? Lots of people enjoy their mixed cocktails or things of that nature. Do you say no, never, ever, or do you have some helpful tips?
No, I don't say never, ever. I mean, you want to have a life, so enjoy. But at the same time, it's just about, again, finding that balance. So there's just little things. I mean, A, the first step is obviously going to be just to keep hydrated in between those drinks. When you're outside and you're in the heat, when it comes to summertime, it's going to be a lot easier to just continuously down those drinks if you're dehydrated. So it's going to, you know, add them up a lot more quickly than if you were to put like one glass of water between each drink or glass of wine or beer. But I mean, always just kind of bounce back and forth between the two, and that'll definitely A, cut down on your calories, B, it'll make you feel a little bit more full, less thirsty, so you're going to drink it a little slower, but at the same time still be able to enjoy. And just watch what you mix it with. Mixers are always where it's going to come back and bite you. So if you find something that has little to no calories as far as what you're adding in with your liquor, again, that's going to kind of make the volume feel the same, but take out a lot of those calories.
Of course, it's travel season as well, and that means eating at a restaurant for a lot of us. That's always tricky, isn't it? Finding something healthy to eat, whether it's on the go, fast food, or even at some of the nicer restaurants, it can be deceiving sometimes on what the healthy pick is.
That's very true. And, you know, I think a lot of people really get stuck in the rut of they're only allowed to get what they see on the menu. So don't be afraid to ask. That's my philosophy. I mean, restaurants are always willing to work with you. They're willing to serve you. So if there's something specific that you're wanting that might not be on their menu, just ask. There's always going to be, if a place has fried chicken, they also have a grill. They can make you grilled chicken instead. So don't get stuck in that rut to where you feel like you can't tweak anything off of their menu. If you kind of get into the routine of, you know what you're supposed to have, you can always kind of find those little windows and keep track.
And, you know, education is key. I saw something just the other day, the popular fast food restaurant, where they did a comparison. They said the hamburger was far more healthy than one of the salad offerings.
A lot of times.
In terms of calories and fat and everything else. So it's just a knowing about what everything's included, all the ingredients included in a particular choice.
It is. And I mean, that can go either way. It's just about not forgetting about those little things. So, for instance, taking your example with the hamburger, you've got your, I mean, the main part of that burger is going to be the protein. And then, yeah, you've got the bread and you might have a couple condiments on there, but then some veggies. Whereas on your salad, a lot of times the protein's a very, very small bit of it, if at all. And then the main portion of that is going to be all the sugary, fatty things, such as maybe your dried fruits or your heavy dressings. And that's another thing to kind of keep an eye out for is all of those dried fruits. Fresh fruit's always going to be better. When you have a serving size of that dried fruit, it's going to be so much easier to consume what you would consider probably 3 servings of fruit in that one little salad versus just having half of a cut up apple on it or something. So try to go towards more of the fresh fruit items if you're going to have anything like that on your salad. And then I would say more of the oil-based or balsamic type dressings, so the lighter consistency to where they're not as thick and sugary. And that's going to, again, cut down a lot of calories for you. And make sure that you have a good serving size of some protein on there. That's going to help out a lot.
If you're struggling to meet some of your fitness goals, do yourself a favor and check in with Bree and the team at Tulsa Spine and Rehab that can help you get back on track. Their number is 918-743-3737.